W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
That's one of those fun games that make college basketball a great game. As many things are changing in this landscape, and we've talked about that enough. And we get to just call games here today. And Butchie, this is one I think we always look forward to. When do you make the trip to Mackey Arena? When do the Badgers and Boilermakers have a chance to face off? I think we agree this is the best atmosphere in the Big Ten, the crowds here at Mackey Arena. And maybe a lot of that has to do with the fact that Purdue's been really good, and so have the Badgers.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what happens. That's why this is what it is. You look at where they're at, both teams competing for a Big Ten championship. This game means a whole bunch when you talk about who's going to come ahead and win the Big Ten. Obviously, Michigan's in play there as well, but those three teams, I know Michigan State, they're in play, but their schedule's really tough. It's going to come down to Wisconsin, Purdue, and Michigan, in my opinion, and this game right here is going to have a big part of that.
Well, you mentioned this stretch that Wisconsin has in the next week. This is game 6 of 8 on the road, and then they have a 3-game homestand, but it's funny how this works, these schedule makers. Michigan and Michigan State play each other a couple of times. Purdue has some really difficult games ahead. It's worked out that you're going to have a lot of good versus good here down the stretch.
Well, yeah, and now you look at it, this is a player, that's what you want. Like, let me face off against the teams that we're competing for a championship and let us figure it out. And that's what this group has in front of them right now. You look at Purdue, Braden Smith, what he's doing, probably Big Ten Player of the Year, him or Drake Hoffman, either one of them are going to be right up there. And then you look at Wisconsin, John Tonje, he's an all-Big Ten player and what he's done. So guys are going to have an opportunity to make a statement this afternoon, and that's what's great about college basketball, is they get to go and have their say. This is why this sport is so great, games and afternoons like today.
Absolutely. Super Bowl is done. We know a lot of folks are starting to zero in more on college basketball. Welcome to it. It's been really fun here so far following this Wisconsin Badgers team, and who knows, maybe the best is yet to come. And for that to happen today, you mentioned in one of the keys, you have to find some way to at least contain Braden Smith, who's so crafty and just so gifted overall, but how you defend him is going to be really interesting to watch unfold here this afternoon.
And you can mix up the way you do it. You go under screens. Purdue's really good at rescreening if you go under, so you have to be careful how many times you can go under. You can hard hedge that to make sure to try to force the ball out of it. You can trap. There's a lot of things that you can do, but he's seen it all. I mean, it's not like he's a player that hasn't seen it all. He's seen it all. He's going to react. So you have to be on your toes, and you have to be able to recover if you do get beat, because you will get beat at some point. You know, we've talked a lot about Braden Smith, but Fletcher Lawyer as well.
Yes.
I didn't talk about key-wise, but you cannot let him get open from three. As soon as he bangs a three, this building is going to go absolutely nuts. So he is on the catch defensively. When you're guarding him, you have to be in his shot pocket right away, and don't let him elevate for a three. He's a no-help guy. You can't let him get going either.
He is a 45% shooter from the three-point line. Those are the numbers on Fletcher Lawyer entering today's game. Brian Dorsey, DJ Karstensen, and John Floyd are your officials. The Badgers in the traveling Cardinal in the white trim. Purdue in the home white, the black and gold trim.
I got really basketball nerdy there on you. You got to be there in the shot pocket.
I like it.
But you can tell it's a big one. But that's the reality of what this is. This is a KYP game more than anything. Know your personnel. Know the strengths of the player you're guarding. And you can't have any mental lapses. If you have a mental lapse, Purdue's going to make you pay. Purdue, if they have a mental lapse, Wisconsin's going to make them pay.
Well, the Badgers play the Boilermakers pretty tough in the regular season. It was Senior Day, among other things, Zach Edey Appreciation Day, as they have his name and number up on the rafters here. Of course, the Badgers took down Purdue in overtime in the Big Ten Tournament semifinal round, which proved to be Wisconsin's last win of the season, Purdue's last loss up until the national title game. The bottom line is these two programs know the feel about winning championships.
They know each other.
They do.
Okay, LaFerge, Stephen Crowell will jump center as we're set to go. Toss and tap to the Boilermakers. They'll move to our right, and we are underway at Mackey Arena in West Lafayette, Indiana. Braden Smith against John Blackwell, by the way. That's your opening matchup. Trey Kaufman ran top of the circle. He is with Stephen Crowell. And one dribble, a handoff to Smith. Hedging that screen was Crowell. Now Blackwell picks him up as Smith scoops it to Kaufman Wren. Back to Smith. Curls around the high ball screen to the left wing. Shot clock is down to five. Smith against Crowell. A bounce Kaufman Wren. Backs on Blackwell. Turns. Goes up right hand. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Battled for. And it's grabbed by Nolan Winter. Outlet to John Tanjay as the Badgers move to our left in the first half. Tanjay matched with Fletcher Lawyer. They wrap it along the perimeter. Right side for Klesman against Smith. The throw to Winter. Top of the circle. Turns it to Blackwell. Baseline left. The drive to the bucket goes up. Way too strong. No good. C.J. Cox the rebound. And the freshman with an outlet to Braden Smith across the top of the circle with a left-hand dribble. Picked up by Crowell on a switch. And now driving. Feed into Caleb first. Low on the left layup. Good. And that's the first points of the day.
And that pick and roll, Wisconsin switched it the last two possessions. And Purdue's got good looks both times.
Max Klesman, right of the key, throwing to Crowell. Refeeds Max right wing. Kaufman Wren is out on Klesman. Darts a pass to Winter. Rotates to Tanjay high on the left. Inside feed. Crowell catches. Kick out Blackwell. Extra pass Max. Flips a three right side. Nails it. Max Klesman with a three. And it's 3-2 Wisconsin. Man, Butchie giving me that look. Max is going to hit at least four of them today. And there's one.
Just feels like a Max Klesman game.
I'm right there with you. Here's Kaufman Wren. High on the right. Gives off to Braden Smith. Tried to slip a pass inside. It was kicked by Blackwell. Trying to feed Kaufman Wren. Braden Smith, who gets 8.5 assists per game, and a ton of those go to Kaufman Wren. Greg Gard, we were talking earlier in the week, it's a little bit of the college version of Stockton to Malone. For those who remember the 90s and the Utah Jazz, here's Braden.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. For those who don't know, they were really good. Here's Braden Smith dribbling left lane line, got around Blackwell, and it throws it away. Wanted Caleb first pass, picked off in the lane by Klesman. Here's Max up the floor for Wisconsin, taps the brakes, feeds Crowell, throws to Blackwell on the left wing. 3-2 Wisconsin, we're 2 minutes in. Blackwell between the circles, throwing to Nolan Winter, sends to Klesman left wing, bounce pass Crowell, left of the lane, back out to Max, rotates Winter, wraps to Tanjay. Tanjay on the right side. Cox defending. Tanjay can't get free. 8 on the shot clock. John will throw to Crowell at the midcourt logo. Back to Tanjay. 3 to shoot. 2 to shoot. A feed to Winter for 3. Right of the circle. It's good. With the shot clock about to strike 0. 6-2 Wisconsin. We're 2.5 minutes in. Here's Braden Smith up the floor for the Purdue Boilermakers against John Blackwell. Now Klesman will pick him up. High screen from Kaufman Wren. Smith kills the dribble. He'll throw to Lawyer between the arcs. Blackwell defending Lawyer now. Lawyer sends to Kaufman Wren, left of the circle. Backs in on Crowell, left of the lane, mid post left, left shoulder turn, up right hand, good. First points for Trey Kaufman Wren, 6-4 Wisconsin. 3 minutes gone by here in West Lafayette. Blackwell, high screen from Crowell. John throwing to Winter. Turns to Tanjay. Left corner three, and that's over everything. Weak side board, C.J. Cox for the Purdue Boilermakers.
Would have liked more of a ball reversal. They've been able to get Purdue to switch offensively. Got to keep moving it.
Here's Smith, left elbow with a shot fake. Tanjay not biting. Now it's C.J. Cox, left side three, and he drills it. He's 42% from three, and C.J. Cox, and it's 7-6 Purdue.
A defensive breakdown there by Wisconsin, an overhelp situation.
Tanjay, right wing, driving on Smith, baseline right, in the lane, threw it away, into the hands of Kaufman Wren, turnover Wisconsin. Smith feeds, Lawyer steps into a three, right side, and he knocks it down. Off the turnover, it's now 10-6 Purdue. 3 minutes, 45 seconds into the game. Mentioned it, Purdue is a team that can crush you with those live ball turnovers.
And you just can't have them. You just can't.
With the ball is Stephen Crowell. Hands off to Klesman. Max high on the right. 8-point run here for the Boilermakers. Klesman for three. Right side hits the rim. No good. The rebound. Blackwell on the left baseline. Dribbles away from congestion. Now backing into the lane for the left wing. Goes up and he is fouled by Caleb first. And here's your game's first foul. And we'll have our under 16 media timeout. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And the unexpected happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. 15:49 left first half. Purdue 10, Wisconsin 6. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Badger fans have been looking for the perfect in-game meal. Choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meats and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 8-point run for the Boilermakers. 15:49 left in the first half. Purdue 10, Wisconsin 6.
Now, I know Wisconsin attempts 29 three-pointers in Big Ten play on the season. It's, you know, attempts 28. But all of their shots, except for one, I know it's only five here in the game, have been from three. Still can't forget to attack the paint. Don't have a problem. I thought Max's three was a little rushed, and I thought John Tanjay's three was a little rushed. What happens? You do attack the paint. Last possession, John Blackwell gets to the free throw line. So don't, just because of the environment, sometimes that leads you get a little bit of three-point happy and not attacking. Love to see John attack that last possession.
Yeah, this is still a good defensive team for Purdue, but Zach Edey has moved on, so he's not there to block shots. First free throw is missed for John Blackwell, an 81% foul shooter. If you miss two in a row here, the crowd gets free fries. So that's what's on the line here. Blackwell will try to deny them. Free throw is no good. Fries for everyone. Fletcher Lawyer, the rebound for the Boilermakers.
Does that include us?
I think. Be nice to the guests. 10-6 Purdue. A little more than 4 minutes into the game. Trey Kaufman ran. Hands off to Brayden Smith. Glides across the top of the circle. Whips the Lawyer with a shot fake. Klesman defends. Bounce pass. Kaufman ran. Mid post left against Nolan Winter. Turns up right hand. Good.
That's just a big boy move right there. I mean, that Nolan did everything he could do, but Trey Kaufman ran. The reason he's averaging 19 a game, he used that shoulder just to create enough space without it being an offensive foul.
Carter Gilmore in for Stephen Crow. Gilly between the circles. 12-6 Purdue. Klesman top of the arc. Max out the Winter. He'll try another three right of the circle, and he is two for two. Nolan Winter with 6-12-9 Purdue as that hit stops Purdue's run at 10.
A little anything you can do, I can do better there.
Nolan Winter averaging 10 points a game coming in. Kaufman Wren left of the lane, faces up on Winter, puts it on the next spin move on the left, goes up, and he is fouled by Nolan Winter. And Kaufman Wren, a 64% free throw shooter, will be at the line for two. 12-9 Purdue, 14:48 left in the first half.
And obviously you see the focus trying to get the ball into the post. Couple of things that needs to happen. Number one, there needs to be ball pressure on the passer. Wasn't enough there, so the entry pass was super easy. And then when you look at Trey Kaufman Wren wanting to spin, Nolan Winter's got to force him to the help. The help was lined up. The defensive and that paint was packed, but you got to force him that help.
First free throw is no good for Kaufman Wren, who's averaged 23.5 points a game over his last four. Caleb First comes out. Camden Heide, 6'7 sophomore, is in the lineup, and Kamari McGee will sub in for John Blackwell. Second free throw from Kaufman Wren after missing the first, and he is good with the second. Make it 13-9 Purdue. 14:48 left in the first half, and the inbounds pass goes to Max Klesman. And the senior out of Neenah, Wisconsin, brings it up the floor, breaks the mid-stripe along the right sideline. Goes to Gilmore up top, turns to Tanjay left point, whips it into Nolan Winter. A double briefly as they get it out of there to Klesman on the right side. Max against Braden Smith. Spin move. Smith goes down. Nothing called. Step back. Mid-range is good for Klesman. No contact there. Smith trying to sell it. No sale. And it's 13-11 Purdue.
We've talked a lot about it on road games, but watch that chicken wing. John Blackwell, Max Klesman, John Tanja. I'd like to get to do that a little bit.
Here's Smith off the screen from Kaufman Wren. Throws it into Kaufman Wren to the rim shot. Blocked by Gilmore. Sends it out to Fletcher Lawyer high on the left. Lobs it to C.J. Cox.
7 on the clock.
There's Braden Smith noticing that with 5 to shoot. Smith left side working against Winter. Fadeaway baseline left. Air ball caught underneath by Kamari McGee. Big time defensive work from Wisconsin. Badgers third in the league in defensive efficiency in league games. Purdue ranks second. Here's Klesman outside right. 13-11. The Boilermakers. Klesman whips to Gilmore. He'll send it to McGee. Quick pass Winter. Turns to Max right side with a shot fake. Drives baseline left. Turns it back out. Gilmore. Now it's over to Tanjay. Left corner three is good. Gilmore to McGee to Tanjay for the triple. And the Badgers lead 14-13.
And you knew the ball was moving. As soon as that ball started popping, you knew that shot was going in.
13-20 left in the first half. Braden Smith against Kamari McGee. Be a fun matchup to track. Smith now wiggles into the lane. Out to Heide with a shot fake. Rhythm dribble. Gives off to Smith right of the circle. Good close from Gilmore. Smith drives on him. In traffic up. No rebound. Tanjay. As the Badgers make it tough in the paint. Here comes John. Left side front court. Left of the lane. Pivots. Finds Gilly. Open three. Left side. Tried to bank it. Missed it. Heide the rebound. Outlet. Braden Smith. The bounce to Fletcher. Lawyer goes up and got it. Count it. And a foul on Carter Gilmore. First on Gilly. Purdue regains the lead 15-14.
And I thought last possession there was more contact Braden Smith going in than there was on this one, to be honest. I thought Carter Gilmore went straight up and straight down. Verticality on this one. Sometimes that happens.
Jack Janicki, John Blackwell coming into the game. Stephen Crowell re-entering. Winter Klesman and Tanjay sit down as Fletcher Lawyer, better than 85% at the free throw line, will step to the stripe. Raleigh Burgess, 6'11 freshman out of Cincinnati, will enter for Trey Kaufman Wren. Lawyer averaging about 14 a game, 5 points so far, make it 6 as he pays it off with a free throw. Xavier Amos will check in for Carter Gilmore. 16-14 Purdue, 12:48 left in the half. And here comes John Blackwell. So it's Blackwell, Amos, Janicki, McGee, and Crowell. Janicki up top, throwing to Crowell. Turns to McGee on the right side. Jakari Harris in there for the Boilermakers. Now Crowell baseline right, had it knocked away by Burgess and out of bounds. Jakari Harris, 6'3", freshman out of Atlanta.
In the last possession, you saw Braden Smith kind of gamble there. That's where Purdue is really good as far as matching up out of those gamble situations.
Baseline right, Kamari McGee looking. He'll throw it out to Crowell, high on the right. Crowell leaves it for Janicki, throws to Amos, sends to McGee on the left side. Brings it back out front. Shot clock is at 6. Here's Blackwell. Try to slip it in the crowd. Gets there. Right block. 3 to shoot. 2 to shoot. Nice feed. Janicki low on the right for the layup. Pretty delivery inside.
Wow, that's where Big Steve is just so good at taking his time. So many bigs would be rushed in that situation.
Tied at 16. McGee trying to get into Braden Smith. Gets it across half court. Smith top of the circle. Throws to Harris, high in the right. Harris matched up with Blackwell, and another pass goes off the foot of John Blackwell. We have the under 12 media timeout. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fans, sweepstakes, and more. And Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. The best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. 11:59 left in the first half. Wisconsin 16, Purdue 16. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Race to savings at Menards for products to update your home. Get a paint that combines durability with gorgeous color. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. And when you apply Dutch Boy with the finest painting tools from Purdy, transforming your home has never been easier. Refresh your home today with paint from Dutch Boy. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey Badger fans, you want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Forward with our broadcast, want to send our thoughts and condolences to the family of Greg Sherp, the longtime radio voice of Nebraska Cornhuskers football and baseball. He passed away yesterday at the age of 61 after about a year-long battle with cancer. A terrific broadcaster and a great friend to so many of us, and he will be sorely missed. And again, our thoughts and prayers go to Greg, his family, and so many friends, including Lane Grindle, who's a member, as we all know, of the Brewers broadcast team, very close with Greg. Lane has done work with Nebraska, so kind of a tough day, another tough day. We lose Bob Uecker in our state last month, and then Greg Sharp, a lot of us in the Big Ten. Just a great guy, 61, way too young.
Yeah, way too young, and it's what makes college athletics great. I'm very fortunate to be sitting in this chair, and you've been doing this a long time. I know people in Wisconsin feel the same way about what it is. You can turn on the radio and feel a sense of comfort and listen to your favorite team. That's a good feeling.
Yeah, great voice in our industry, and a big loss to the Nebraska Huskers family. We have 11 minutes and 59 seconds left in the first half here at Mackey Arena. Wisconsin and Purdue tied at 16. It'll be Boilermakers ball. Fletcher Lawyer will be inbounding. Lawyer looking, flips it into Kaufman Wren, right of the circle, out to Braden Smith. He's with Jack Janicki.
Wisconsin in a 1-3-1 zone right now,
which they have worked on a bit this week. Just trying to see how Purdue fares against it. It hasn't always been great, but Lawyer's a guy who can, and he tries a long three from the left side, and he got fouled in the process. And they get John Blackwell, and that is a three-shot foul.
I said it to start the broadcast. He is on the catch type player. What happened is it's a second late. When you're a second late and you're closing out to a really good shooter and Fletcher Lord, like that's where you have those fouls happen. Bottom line is you can't have them happen.
Yeah.
We've seen that now a couple of different times. We saw it at Maryland.
Marquette. Yeah. First free throw is good for Lawyer, and the second rattles out, no good. One more coming. Lawyer 2 out of 3 at the foul line in this game, and he's 2 out of 3 on that sequence there. It's 18-16 Purdue with 11:40 left in the first half.
With this group that Greg has out there, ball's got to kind of find its way to John Blackwell.
McGee throwing to Amos, rotates to Janicki on the left side, back to X. He's with Heidi, a throw to McGee. Lifts it to Blackwell, tough pass, but he's there for it with 10 on the shot clock. McGee finds Crowell left of the circle, sends to Janicki on the left wing, shot clock at 5. Jack on the dribble, bounces to Blackwell, open 3, right side, in and out, no good. Rebound, Trey Kaufman-Wren for Purdue. Good look.
Pretty good look, exactly. No, great offense there.
11:08 left in the half, 18-16, the Boilermakers. Braden Smith throwing to Kaufman-Wren at the free throw line. Moving in on Amos, a throw to Harris, left corner 3 is good. The son of Glenn Robinson, Jakari Harris with a triple, and it's 21-16, Purdue. 10:50 left in the first half. Glenn Robinson, the big dog, a legend here at Purdue. National Player of the Year 31 years ago. Here's Amos finding McGee. Baseline right, drives to the bucket. No, but a foul. And Kamari McGee will go to the free throw line for 2 shots.
All right, Wisconsin's able to hit the post. Kamari McGee's able to cut to that front of the rim on the back side. I see the last possession. It's got to find... It's going to find John Blackwell, right? Well, when you hit the post, now all of a sudden it allows cutters, gives you some flexibility. You also see Coach Gard bringing in John Tanjay and Max Klesman coming in next as well. So knew that group wasn't going to be together that long just based on scoring-wise.
Kamari McGee hits the first free throw. Caleb first will re-enter for Cam Heidi. First points for Kamari. Averages better than 7 a game. He also has slightly better than a 3-to-1 assist to turnover ratio this season. Talk about his shooting and his scoring. That turnover ratio, you talk about coming a long way. And that's been the case with Kamari, who hits both free throws. He'll come out. So the 5 on the floor for Wisconsin are Klesman, Blackwell, Tanjay, Gilmore, and Crowell. 21-18 Purdue with 10:38 left in the first half. Brayton Smith throwing to Harris between the arcs. Bounces to Kaufman-Wren, top of the circle. Hands off Fletcher Lawyer. Right wing, hooks it Harris. Open 3 straight away. Back iron and over the glass. And out of bounds to Wisconsin. Clean look, Jakari Harris. He hit that 3 a moment ago. He's only 27% from the arc coming into the game.
Well, and defensively, Wisconsin hasn't been great so far.
Blackwell, the front court. And Purdue 7 of 12. The Badgers are 6 of 11 from the field. Gilmore at the top. Throwing to Blackwell. Baseline left. Now retreats. Drifting to the top. Shot clock at 10. Blackwell gets a high screen from Crowell. John picked up by Kaufman-Wren. Now Gilmore, 5 to shoot. Klesman left side. Needs to go to work. Launches a 3 near the left corner. Hits the back of the rim. No good. Brayton Smith the rebound. Long lead feed. Lawyer, great pass. And Lawyer will catch and glide to the rim for the layup.
You can't give those up. Well, the first thing I said, no transition backs buckets. You've got to get back.
5 assists already for Brayton Smith. 23-18 Purdue. 9:38 left till halftime. Tanjay outside right. Caleb first defending. Tanjay steps back. He'll try a 3, and that's an air ball. He's thrown up 2 of them here in this first half. Here comes Brayton Smith the other way for the Boilermakers. Smith off the Kaufman-Wren screen. Screen and roll. Kaufman-Wren catches. Goes up right hand. Missed it, but a foul.
The last 2 possessions, Matt, have been offensively have been very bad for Wisconsin. Yeah. What has that led to? A layup and now 2 free throws. And it's amazing. When you're offensively, the ball isn't moving like it should, then all of a sudden it puts your defense in a really tough spot. And that's what we've seen these last 2 possessions.
Crowell with that foul, his first, and Kaufman-Wren with 5 points, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. It's 2 more strokes here. And the first free throw is no good. Yeah, to your point, you know, you play some teams, you can get away with that.
Correct.
This is not one of them.
No, and really the margin of error isn't that big as far as Big Ten teams. You look at this Wisconsin team and, you know, the losses that they've had, they don't have a bad loss.
No.
Right? Like, there's
they're
not
all quad
a single,
ones.
They're all good. Like, you look at, you know, the losses they have, but that margin of error is so slim, you can't have those little mistakes.
Second free throw. That's too long, no good. Klesman, the rebound up the floor, gets by Miles Colvin, who had checked in. Max feeds McGee back to Klesman at the left point.
Move it.
Andrews go into the offense. Tanjay on the right side, working against Colvin. Brings it back out front. Now Klesmet wraps it to McGee, left corner. He's with Smith, driving, floater, good. Baseline left floater from Kamari McGee, 23-20 Purdue.
And I'm saying move it because a lot of what they're doing right now is the ball sticking for a second or two. If you start moving right away on that catch, now all of a sudden Purdue's defense is going to shift more.
Miles Colvin, the sophomore out of Indianapolis, son of very good football player here. Roosevelt Colvin is. Trey Kaufman Wren throws one away. A little miscommunication as the pass goes out of bounds to Wisconsin.
Well, that's a turnover by Kamari McGee. He's not going to get a steal on that. He should, because that turnover was all because of the way he pressured Brain Smith.
Badgers down three, 8:40 left in the first half. McGee getting a screen from Winter. Kamari right of the lane, wanted to kick it. He got fouled first. I think that was Kaufman Wren getting in there for Purdue. That'll be his first. And team foul number three of the Boilermakers. Badgers have been hit with four. 8:35 left first half. Purdue 23, Wisconsin 20. McGee baseline right will throw it in to Nolan Winter on the right wing. Into Gilmore. Kicks it out to Tanjay. Took a look, turned it down. Throws to McGee, left wing. McGee against Colvin. Kamari. The bounce for Winter, shovels it back to McGee, left corner, works baseline, high pass, Tanjay trying to go up and get it, and knocked out of bounds. A break for Wisconsin. Caleb first got in there. Now we're up top a lot of rows, but that sure looked like it went off of Tanjay. No complaints from Wisconsin at all.
Like
not, even Matt,
the,
not even Matt
no,
Painter,
no,
I would say
not,
so.
I like how you said, we're up a lot of rows.
You got a good view.
We do have a great view. 5 on the clock here. They got to get it off quick.
Here's Nolan. Lets it fly off the rim. No good. And a foul on Colvin is going in, trying to get the offensive rebound was Tanjay, and he got shoved off. And Miles Colvin, the 6'5 sophomore, with the foul.
I think sometimes you got to buy a call. Tanjay might have bought a call there.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think
Inbounds pass Winter. Hands it back to McGee on the left side. Finds Tanjay. He'll try a three. Left side. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Brayden Smith. He'll turn and go. Smith in control. Pull up. Three shots straight away. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Nolan Winter as he and Trey Kaufman Wren were battling for the rebound.
That last foul was a little I believe I can fly action there by Tanjay.
Yes. CJ Cox will come in for Jakari Harris. 23-20 Purdue with 8:01 left in the first half. Cox baseline right will inbound. He looks, finds a cutting Smith, feeds first, low on the left, slam dunk, Caleb first, he has four.
Six assists already for Braves. I mean, he affects the game in so many ways.
25-20, the Boilermakers. Gilmore throwing to Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay feeds Winter, the edge of the center circle, a throw to Gilmore. A pass out to Klesmet. Max trying to get it back to Carter Gilmore, and the pass is wide of the target. It goes out of bounds, and that'll be turnover number two here for Wisconsin. We have the under eight media timeout. Wisconsin basketball presented by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. And FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seeds you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 7:39 left in the first half. Purdue 25, Wisconsin 20. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach. Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Don Rosen in the morning. He's got local news for you, updates on the weather every few minutes, and now Paul Harvey with the rest of the story at 7:25 every weekday morning. Don Rosen also features the timeless hits with our local news, weather, sports, and more. Every morning, 6 until 9 o'clock, start your day and hear conversations from your friends, neighbors, people you know. It's all right here on WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Fans Badger X-Ray is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports from the experts at the State Journal. Go to BadgerExtra.com or search your app store today. 7:39 left in the first half. Purdue 25, Wisconsin 20. Okay, Purdue shooting it lights out, 9 of 15. Yeah. Badgers now started hot, slipping a bit at 7 of 16.
Hey, Big Ten tournament, can we do what just happened?
Yeah, they did a little promotion here, a contest with the St. Elmo's cocktail sauce. When you go to Indianapolis, you need to go there if you can, but that cocktail sauce is fire.
Oh, but they just did it all you could eat, but you had to eat the cocktail. You had to use the cocktail sauce. Now I only counted 4 shrimp. I easily could have done 6 shrimp in that time frame. This is amateur hour.
We're gonna find out there, Mr. Butch.
You hear that, Mr. Silvestri? All right, Bill's on you.
You're gonna be crying for 3 days after. It's great, but everything in moderation, they say. Here's Trey Kaufman, Wren, left of the lane, backing on Nolan Winter, left shoulder turn, up right hand, back rim no good, Winter the rebound.
And they've made it difficult on Trey Kaufman, Wren, early on in this game.
And Steven Crowell throwing to Tanjay on the left side. Tanjay 1 out of 4, all the shots from distance. Nolan Winter, right of the circle, feeds Tanjay off a Crowell screen. Tanjay in the lane, flipped it up and in, low on the left. Good attack from John Tanjay, 25-22, Purdue.
Great balance on 1 foot, right? Makes the Euro move, still has the balance to go up and finish.
6:50 left in the first half. Smith bobs off to Caleb, first screen. Now throws to C.J. Cox, left elbow jump off the rim. No, but a foul is called.
Is that John Blackwell's second on it?
Yeah,
shooter?
It's going to be, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Both fouls on jumpers. One a three-shot foul. And now Jack Janicki's ready to check back in as C.J. Cox, 77.5 free throw shooter.
And Matt, that's where it's got to be a rear contest. And when I say a rear contest, you fly by on the backside and try to make it difficult on the shooter, but you can't get any part of the body. And those happen. You understand you're trailing the situation, you're trailing the play, you're behind it. You don't give up on the play, but you use something called the rear contest to be able to get and make that shooter feel where you are without coming anywhere near fouling.
Blackwell out, Janicki is in. C.J. Cox hit the first as well as the second free throw. 27-22 Purdue. 6:43 left in the first half. So John sitting down with those two fouls. A chance we will not see him the rest of the half. Here's Tanjay driving, lost the ball, diving to the floor. McGee kept it alive. And then Tanjay got tied up. Bodies on the floor, nothing called. Turnover, Wisconsin. Braden Smith throwing to Colvin. Good look at a three, left wing. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound, they'll get Crowell trying to tap it back. Greg Gard, irate. And that Wisconsin bench. A lot of contact there at the other end of the floor, and nothing at that end. They get the foul over here on Steven Crowell, and that's going to be two on Crowell.
And we don't see Greg get that upset, but there was and I sit right where you're explaining what was going on. There were bodies there for 3 or 4 different times. There was bodies down there, a lot of contact.
Gilmore in, Crowell sitting with the two fouls. So Blackwell and Crowell on the bench with two fouls. Braden Smith, and there's
I think they're going to evaluate
Red.
They're going to take
a look as McGee trying to go over that Kaufman Wren screen. And Kaufman Wren looking like he got hit where you don't want to get hit.
And Greg is Coach Gard is not going to be. He's about as animated as we've seen this year.
Yeah, they're The foul is on Kamari McGee, and now they're going to check for a potential flagrant. We have 6:20 left in the first half, 27-22 Purdue.
Initial thought there?
I have a feeling it's going to get upgraded.
I do, too.
Yep.
I do, too. Now, Kamari's doing it, and I understand that they're going to say what's going to, but you're taught to get around with that shoulder, and right when it happens, it just, it's a flagrant.
And that will be, this is already the 17th foul, so Purdue is in the bonus. Boilermakers, 6 out of 10 at the free throw line, as the Badgers have been whistled a lot here in this first half. Wisconsin, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. All that said, Purdue up just 5. We have 6:20 left in the first half. This officiating crew of Brian Dorsey, DJ Carstensen, and John Floyd looking at the monitor.
How big a monitor do you think that is down there? We should get him a 50-inch. You think it would speed it up?
Yeah, there's got to be a faster way to do this. Like it either is or it isn't.
Yeah.
You have two at a time, then the conference. You know, they'll do the first two officials. One steps away, another one steps in. Now they all talk about it.
And I get the conversation, but I think it's one of those that does this whole process in general. But as soon as it happened, I knew it was going to get reviewed because it's one of those plays that just, and also Trey Kaufman-Wren's reaction to it.
DJ Carstensen over there talking to Greg Gard. John Floyd doing the same with Purdue head coach Matt Painter. 6:20 left first half, 27-22, Purdue leading Wisconsin.
Conversations happening right now. Got one with the scores.
Yeah.
He's telling the TV. You got one with Matt Painter. You got one with Greg Gard.
Let's get the public address announcement here for the rest of us. A flagrant two.
Wow.
So he's done. A flagrant two?
Yeah, I did not see a flagrant two here. That I disagree with. The intent's not there. There's a screen. He's coming down. I understand the wording of the law, but understand the game, understanding the moment. Flagrant, too. I disagree with this.
Max Klesman will be coming in.
Now, I've only seen one replay of it, Matt.
Like, yeah.
So, I mean, I saw it quickly on the big board. I have not had a chance to see it again. But
yeah, Greg Gard is irate. So Trey Kaufman-Wren will be at the free throw line.
And Kamari, you feel for it. And I think he's got to go to the locker room.
Yeah. Yeah, Jim Snyder, the Badgers strength coach, is going to be the one escorting.
Not because we're doing this for the Badgers. I just don't like that call as a flagrant too.
Yeah.
There's no intent there. He's trying to get through the screen.
Yeah, it seemed that the look that we had, we certainly saw the one. The upgrade to a flagrant one. The flagrant two, I don't know. But they determined it was. Kaufman-Wren hits the first free throw. 28-22, Purdue leads Wisconsin. So that explains the length of the conversation
there. The longer it goes, the worse it usually gets.
Yeah.
This is the last I'll say about it. You got number 7 in the country, you got number 16 in the country. We've got a great basketball game. And we had a great basketball game. Still will. This team has gone through enough Wisconsin, but it just didn't feel like it needed to be elevated.
Extended possession because Purdue will have the ball. Point of interruption. The free throws are made. Purdue basketball. Inbounds pass Braden Smith. 7-point lead for the Boilermakers. 6:15 left of the first half. Smith off the screen of Kaufman-Wren. Jack Janicki defending. A pass the first. Back out to Smith between the arcs. Smith drives on Janicki in the lane. Four to shoot. Leaning shot swatted away by Janicki. And saving it is Tanjay as he scooped it to Carter Gilmore. So a another rejection for Jack Janicki. Here's Gilmore on the dribble out to Winter for three, up top, in and out, no good. Rebound, Gilmore crashing, it won't go. First clears for Purdue. And now Braden Smith gets a screen from Caleb first. Smith against Gilmore. Smith off the right wing in the lane, baseline left. Going to Kaufman-Wren, scoops it back to Smith. Goes into Kaufman-Wren, kick out C.J. Cox, leaning, 18-footer straight on and through. 31-22, the Boilermakers with 5:25 left in the half. Critical juncture here for Wisconsin. Crowell and Blackwell on the bench with two fouls. Kamari McGee ejected after a flagrant two. Klesman left lane line now driving down the lane to the rim. Pushed it up and in. Max with seven here in the first half.
I like that take. Just understood. Just calm everybody down. Get a bucket. And that's exactly what Max understood, you know, the situation.
31-24 Purdue. 4:55 left in the half. C.J. Cox throwing to Trey Kaufman-Wren at the top of the circle. Two left-hand hip-high dribbles. Leaves it for Smith. Smith, right lane line, 10-footer is good. First points for Braden Smith. 33-24 Purdue with 4:40 left in the first half. Nolan Winter throwing to Klesman. Dribbles off the left wing. Slips it to Winter. And throws it up and in. Got around Kaufman-Wren. Low on the left. Winter with eight. 33-26, the Boilermakers.
Well, we've seen back-to-back paint touches there. Right, getting to the paint, putting some pressure on the rim.
C.J. Cox, left edge of the center circle, throwing to Braden Smith. High screen, Kaufman-Wren. Smith right lane line. Leans in, into Kaufman-Wren. Low on the left, easy money for Kaufman-Wren. 35-26, Purdue. 4:05 left in the first half. Stephen Crowell will check in. Next whistle, Klesman tries a three on the right side. Off the right side, iron no good. Kaufman-Wren the rebound.
A little quick.
There's Smith, high screen Kaufman-Wren. Smith shuffling right of the lane. Pump fake and a triple team trying to get out of the box and finds the open man to C.J. Cox. Left foul line extended. Jumper is halfway down, popped out, no good. Nolan Winter, the board for Wisconsin. 3.5 minutes left in the half, 35-26 Purdue. Badgers just 4 of 14 from the arc here in the first half. Here's Janicki, left corner three on the way. It's good.
Big time shot there. I mean, his energy since Kamari McGee's been out of this game. He comes in right away, gets a block. Now, you know, drills this big time three that Wisconsin needed.
Janicki with five here in the half, 35-29 Purdue. 3:08 left of the break. Smith off the Kaufman-Wren screen. Pull up, foul line jumper is around the rim and out. No good. Nolan Winter, the board for Wisconsin. Outlet to Tanjay up the right sideline of the front court is Tanjay. Down to Winter feeding Klesman. Baseline left in the lane. Throws to Tanjay in the lane. Pivots, pumps, goes up and in. Tanjay with 7, 35-31 Purdue
great
with 2:45.
Response. Yeah, great response here by Wisconsin. Fantastic.
2:40 left in the first half. Smith sets the floor for the Boilermakers. Bounces to Cox, deep left wing. Return feed for Smith, edge of the center circle. Shot clock at 10. Smith turns down the first screen in the lane, glides it up, missed, but a foul. And free throws coming up. We're at the under four media timeout. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Group Pub, Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 2:26 left in the first half. Purdue 35, Wisconsin 31. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
If you thought having a three-day weekend couldn't get any better, then you haven't heard about the President's Day deals at Kohl's. I just went and saved a ton on great new styles and much-needed home finds, like cute jeans for $24.99, cozy bedding for 30% off, a 15-piece cookware set for $59.99, and so much more. Plus, I got an extra 15% off with a coupon. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, get to Kohl's and thank me later. Select styles, 15% offers end February 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open-flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Hear that? That's Jones All-Natural Sausage Cooking. It's almost ready to be enjoyed in your favorite breakfast sandwich or as a side with eggs. And that is Jones Dry-Aged Bacon with flavor you won't find anywhere else. You can really taste the difference our dry-aging process makes. I'm Philip Jones, and quality ingredients and attention to detail are how we've been making breakfast better since 1889. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Badgers have made four of their last five shots. We have 2:26 left in the break. Purdue 35, Wisconsin 31.
Last thing I'll say about the Kamari McKee ejects, because I've now seen it a little bit more during the break. He is trying to reach through, deflect the ball. Yes, he gets contact. Flagrant one, I'm fine. Flagrant two, I just think is a little too much in this situation. There's zero intent. We've seen different plays where, yes, you could say flagrant two for that, but not there. He's trying to reach in and deflect it. It goes against Wisconsin. That being said, how about the response from this Wisconsin group?
Yeah, like
they've responded. It's a four-point game. They've done what they've needed to do, and you move on. And I think that, you know, obviously we've seen Greg be a little bit more vocal than we have, been a little bit more animated, but he's fought for this group, and this group has continued to fight for him. That's a sign of a great program.
Yeah, it is. The five of the four, Jack Janicki, who has 5 points in this first half. He is out there with Max Klesmet, John Tanjay, Stephen Crowell, and Xavier Amos. Yeah, we did get a look at that multiple replays there, and I do not understand how that's a flagrant two on Kamari McGee. And
that's not
the Bucky glasses there either. Flagrant one, if you want to call it that, fine. Flagrant two, no.
Yep.
So Braden Smith will be at the free throw line, where he is an 84% foul shooter. He has 7 assists in this game. Averages 8.5 a game. And the first free throw is good.
With 2:26 left in this first half. Now, can Wisconsin keep moving the ball the way that they have been the last couple of possessions? And then defensively, can they guard a little bit? I mean, they've given up 37 right now.
Well, free throw's good. 37-31 Purdue. 2:22 left in the half. Jack Janicki working on screens from Amos and Crowell. A throw to X up top. Amos. Top of the circle, feeds Tanjay high on the right, loops it into Crowell, gets doubled by Lawyer and Smith. Crowell in some trouble on the baseline. It's tapped out of bounds, so the two guards getting in there and causing trouble on Stevie with 12 of the shot clock.
And both those times, they chopped down, and they must have got ball. I mean, obviously, we're a little bit farther up, but the way that they chopped down, I'm surprised it wasn't a foul, either one of those.
Janicki baseline, right, will inbound, looking. And gets it into Xavier Amos, low on the right. He'll go up and get it, gathers and scores.
Yeah, what a great catch there by X.
37-33 Purdue with 2 minutes left in the half. Braden Smith through the center circle of the front court. High screen Caleb first. Smith shuffling, right foul line extended, jump pass first, throwing to Lawyer off the
that's
first
the
screen,
way.
Illegal
yes.
screen, Caleb first picking off Max Klesman, and that's going to be the second foul on first.
And I laugh because Max does everything that you're supposed to do on that, is you fight over the top, you have your hand extended, a lot like Kamari, obviously the way it played out with Kamari, but that's the way it's taught, and that's you do it the right way there and you get rewarded.
First we'll sit down with those two fouls. Heidi is in for the Boilermakers. Janicki throwing to Klesman. Max high on the left. Starts to probe. Brings it back out. Throws to Amos. Feeds Tanjay on the right side. Out to X. Snaps off a three. Right wing. Off the rim. No good. Braden Smith the rebound for Purdue. He'll turn. Starts to push. Glides to the front court. In control. Kaufman Wren gets it back to Smith. Minute 19 left in the half. Purdue up 37-33. Kaufman Wren hands off to Lawyer. Lawyer at the right elbow. Pivots, scoops to Kaufman Wren at the free throw line. Jabs, kicks, left corner. Cox for three. Off the rim and out, no good. Amos the rebound for Wisconsin. Starts it to John Tanjay on the right sideline. Now moves to the middle. Front court. Tanjay in the lane. Knocked loose. Foul is called. That'll be team foul number 6 on the Boilermakers. Brian Dorsey on the call. They'll get Cam Heidi for his first foul. 57.4 left in the half. 37-33 Purdue.
Thank you.
Jack Janicki, baseline left, will inbound. Janicki looks. And he'll send it back near midcourt for Tanjay. Tanjay match up with C.J. Cox. Tanjay, a step back three on the way. It's good. John Tanjay's second three-point hit. Wisconsin's within one.
Man, that's amazing. I just don't know how he makes. Do you know how hard of a shot that is? I mean, he makes it look so easy.
37-36 Purdue. Here's Smith. Pass through traffic. It's batted away. Heidi is there. Feeds Lawyer. Shot fake. Now a three left corner. Off the rim. No good. And Xavier Amos elevates for the rebound. 30 seconds left in the half. 37-36 Purdue. Max Klesman across half court. Oh, Butcher Lawyer went down to contact. They'll play on.
And Greg Gard wants a timeout.
And he'll get it. Boy, I'm not. getting a little bit chippy out there. Was kind of waiting for a call there. And Lawyer was selling it, to be sure.
But Max,
but there was contact.
I mean, there's no question about it.
Yeah, Badgers catch a break there with 21.2 left in the first half. Matt Painter getting his words in. 21.2 on the game clock, 16 on the shot clock, 37-36. Purdue leading Wisconsin. So the Badgers catch a break on a no call. Greg Gard taking his use it or lose it timeout.
And that's where just understanding time, score, what Purdue's done. Now, they've tried to get a couple of those. I thought the first couple, there were flops by Purdue.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why they don't get that call right there. But this last one, they don't get the call, but Max extended it. There's no question. But when you do flop the first couple, it sets you up not to get this call. And I think, you know, when you look at it, I understand that beats in. Brian Dorsey was looking at the action, and Greg Gard was trying to call a timeout for about 5 seconds there. So glad Greg got the timeout. Regroup. You're down by one. 16 on the clock, 21 on the game clock. A great response here by this Wisconsin team that was down.
Badgers will be inbounding front court. Should be sideline right. As Al Brian Dorsey over at the scores table. Dorsey now talking with Matt Painter. It'll be interesting as we get into the second half. Lawyer had been sub four, and now he comes back in with Jakari Harris. So that's what that was about. So here we go. Tanjay, sideline rival inbound. Badgers down one. 21.2 left in the half. Inbounds pass to Carter Gilmore. High on the right. Hands off to Jack Janicki. Redshirt freshman out of White Bear Lake, Minnesota. Out between the circles. 12 seconds left in the half. A throw to Tanjay. 5 of the shot clock. Tanjay gets doubled. Ball knocked loose. Got it back. Turns. Shoots a 3. Off the rim. No good. Braden Smith the rebound. 3 seconds with 2. With 1. Half court heave. Braden Smith. And it's wide right. No good. And we have hit halftime at Mackey Arena. Another good matchup between these two proud and winning programs. And let's see how the second half unfolds. We are through 20 here in West Lafayette. It's Purdue 37, Wisconsin 36. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
held scoreless for nearly the last 2.5 minutes of the first half. And Purdue, which has led by as many as 9, now just has a 1-point lead at the break. Purdue 37, Wisconsin 36. Fletcher Lawyer with 10 points for the Boilers. John Tanjay, 10 points for the Badgers. Purdue 37, Wisconsin 36. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Hey, Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your Retirement Ready Toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers?